You are now tuned in to the Uncle Tom Show.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga.
My name is
still nigga.
I want to get into an email that I got. Oh, you know the emails that I get, gang. This guy, Malik Mare Bay. He's one of those guys who... one of the black guys who doesn't sell. I don't celebrate none of this white holiday shit, man. All this fake Jesus shit, man. I don't be celebrating this. This is some bullshit, man. He posted on a couple of my pictures underneath. Random pictures of me and my family, you know, hanging out for Christmas. And he posts silly shit like, fuck Christmas and fuck the fascist elite who benefit from it. No materialism, stop capitalism, boycott all corporations. This is Malik Mare Bay, who posted this today. He says, fuck Christmas, fuck fascist elite who benefit from it. No materialism, stop capitalism, boycott all corporations. Patrick says, as Malik types his post from his iPhone 10. Yeah, fuck all corporations, Malik. What about that phone that you're holding in your hand, you stupid cocksucker? You dumb fuck. That's why I hate people. Oh, Malik just fucking set me off. Thank you, Patrick, for pointing that out. You stupid fuck. You're using an iPhone right now from one of the biggest corporations in the world, you dumb fuck. You stupid goddamn idiot. Your mom should have swallowed you, you stupid cocksucker. Yeah, Malik says, fuck corporations, as he's typing this on Facebook. Dumb fuck. That's why I hate people. And he's posting this shit under pictures of me and my family. We're celebrating Christmas behind a Christmas tree, and he's posting shit like this. Malik, if you hate capitalism, because he did say stop capitalism. Malik, if you do not like capitalism, get the fuck out of my country. What do you want, socialism? What do you want, Malik? Huh? What do you want? You want socialism? You want communism? What do you want, Malik? Because see, in my opinion, capitalism is the best thing going right now. It's the best thing going. Oh, Russia tried communism, didn't they? We see that that didn't do too well for them. We saw socialism. No, that didn't work too well. No. Yeah, move to Cuba, you dumb fuck, Malik. Who says, fuck the fascist elite who benefit from Christmas. No materialism, stop capitalism, boycott all corporations. This is Malik, a dumb fuck who probably has an iPhone in his hand and he's typing this on Facebook, and this dumb, stupid, ignorant nigger is saying fuck corporations. You see why I don't take people serious? Do you get it now? Is it starting to sink in, gang? Why I don't take 90% of you morons on Facebook out in the fucking world serious? You see why? Oh, Dusty, you're just mean. People aren't that stupid. No, people are that stupid. And this is proof right here. This dumb, ignorant nigger, Malik Mare Bay, saying he wants to boycott corporations, all corporations, as he's typing this from either his iPhone or his Samsung. So Malik Mare Bay, I would love to chat it up with you on my show. But like all these other pussies who always post and disagree with me and call me mean shit and talk shit, I give every last one of you motherfuckers the chance to come on my show. Respectively, I DM all of you motherfuckers and say, I would love to have you on my show. Malik, I did the same to you earlier, and I never heard back from you, as I never hear back from most of these ignorant pussies. Cause you know why? Cause they know I would verbally eat them apart and shit them out like the Thai food I had last night. So, yeah, that's why I hate people. Hate people, love dogs. Oh man, I wish we could like replace all people with dogs. I like dogs. I don't like people. I see a dog, a little puppy. Oh, I get excited. Come here, little puppy, come here. I see a little toddler, I'm like, get the fuck away from me.
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic brain?
Hey yo, I got a slight problem. I smoke weed too much. These buckles up when I'm splitting my Dutch. Back up, ain't nobody hitting for free. It's just E, double E, Keith Murray and me. It costs 20 if you're down with it. Hey yo, son, I ride around with my hoopty titty to ride around with. Cause I be feeding for that pookie. I smoke the good, save the backyard boogie for all groupies. And I be smoking up the hotel lobby between Mo Sheest and the Isleys. I'm high G. I'm holding it down for the B of a IC. K Blaze tell you to get politely. Hit the pookie if you're riding around getting blue. Ask me if I love the rap game. I'm loving it. Cause I can do what the fuck I feel is real. Blaze the poop with D Don and tell to get the deal. Smoke on and on, you don't stop. I'm getting mad, hooked up and you don't stop. To all my real dogs. I got the raw dog, no need to stick your nose in. Gave you a straight up shotgun when we were smoking. Froze you so fast, you looked it like Madonna Vulcan. I got the to get your whole click high. We can get high, but act funny and I'ma whip out. And they gon' whip out and blow notes like Michelin. Cause you tried to jump the cypher and it goes this way. I'm on and on, you don't stop. I'm getting mad, hooked up and you don't stop. To all my real dogs.
This is Malik's continuation. He says, it's really sad that you have such hate in your heart towards melanated sisters and brothers. Another one who thinks I have hate for, what does he call it? What does he call us? Melanated sisters and brothers. You are really showing your ignorance when you are the original man and the closest thing to God. Well, I don't believe in God, Malik, so there goes your stupid theory. And secondly, Malik, I don't hate my melanated brothers and sisters, as you put it. I'm gonna say you mean black people, Malik. For the thousandth time I've had to say this in the past year, you fucking idiot who obviously doesn't get it. I don't hate black people, Malik. I hate niggers, Malik. And so does everybody else. That's right. The majority of your family hates niggers. The majority of white people hate niggers. The majority of Asian people hate niggers. The majority of black people hate niggers. Everybody hates niggers. Cause you guys fuck shit up. And I'm gonna lump you in there, Malik. I'm gonna lump you in the nigger category. You're an ignorant nigger, Malik. He says, you are the original man and the closest thing to God. You don't have to act in that manner that you are responding. Hey, Malik, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. And that goes for all of you other people who try to ruin Christmas. Who try to ruin it for all the kids who want to have fun out there. Stop ruining it with your adult bullshit.
I ain't making my kids believe a white Santa Claus is visiting him. So I'ma tell my kid that shit don't exist, man. Shit.
You lie to your kids about Jesus Christ and some false fucking Bible stories. You'll lie to your kids about that, won't you? You'll lie to your kids that some guy named Jonah spent 30 days in the mouth of a big-ass fish somewhere in the Mediterranean. But, nah, let's ruin Santa Claus for the kids. With our stupid adult bullshit. Adults are ruining everything. And I can't stand those type of people. I said Merry Christmas to a person the other day, the day before Christmas, on the 24th, and she replied back with Happy Holidays. And she said it a little, you know, she said it a little way, you know what I'm saying? In my head, I said, oh, I hate you. I said, I hope you stub your toe tonight in the middle of the night as you're walking to the restroom and you really have to pee really bad. I hope you stub your pinky toe on the side of your bed, on the side of your metal bed, you stupid cunt. I hope that happens to you tonight. And I hope you accidentally pee all over yourself. Yep, I hope that happens. Because see, my days of wishing death upon people are over. I'm a new man, ladies and gentlemen, and that's something I'm bringing in 2018. I ain't wishing death upon people anymore. You talk shit about me, I used to go for the jugular. I'll go for your grandma. But those days are over. I'm a changed man, so I'm just gonna wish bad things upon you that like just fuck you up for like 15 minutes. Like, when you stub your toe in the middle of the night, that throws you off. That fucks you up for 15 minutes. You gotta look and see if you're bleeding. You gotta put a Band-Aid on. Then you can't fucking sleep after that. So I hope the cunt who said Happy Holidays to me after I said Merry Christmas to her the day before Christmas, I hope tonight she stubs her toe on the way to the bathroom. And that's the extent of the viciousness you are getting from Dusty Angel in 2018, ladies and gentlemen. Because see, sometimes you guys like to take me down that mean rabbit hole of yours. Oh, I get horrible, horrible inbox messages. Yes, Patrick, a more kinder, gentler Uncle Tom. That's going to be me, my friend. But yeah, if you guys saw some of the horrible messages I get, you would understand why you guys take me down that rabbit hole sometime, man. Like, you guys go for the nuts. So you go for the nuts, I'm going for the jugular, my nigga. You try to hurt me really bad, I'm gonna try to kill you verbally. And everybody you're down with, your unborn children. Your unborn grandchildren. Fuck with me and you could get it. But no, I'm taking into 2018. I'm not. I'm playing a different game, guys. I'm gonna be nicer. See how long that lasts, huh? Just like you and all your fake New Year's resolutions. Why do people make New Year's resolutions? Oh, that's the worst. Especially when they announce it 2 or 3 weeks later. I'm like, why don't you do it now on December 8th instead of fucking January 1st? You know why? Because you want to be a fat fuck all for the next 23 days. And then you just may change in January. But you know what's going to happen? Nothing. You're not going to stop smoking in January. If you wanted to stop smoking, you'd stop smoking on December 26th. You're not going to lose any weight, you fat fuck, in January. No, because if you wanted to waddle your fat ass down to the gym, you do it on December 17th. But no, you want a little bit more turkey in your fat fucking mouth. Yeah. You and your New Year's resolutions. I always say I love the gym around this time. Well, I hate the gym around this time. Around this time. Well, let's go. Let's say early January. I hate the gym around this time. Because that's when all the people who have their New Year's resolution, I'm gonna get a gym membership and I'm gonna go to the gym. I plan on doing it like at least like 4 days a week, and then the other 3 days I'll like run around the house and watch. In a little while, watch in like 2 months, I'm gonna be so thin and I'm gonna be so ready for the holidays. Shut up, shut up. No, you're not. See, what's gonna happen is you're gonna get that gym membership. Oh yeah, you'll get it. And then you'll go to the gym for the first 3 weeks in January, and you'll inconvenience people like me who go to the gym quite often. So now I gotta park way the fuck down there by Home Depot. Gotta walk 3/4 of a mile to the gym just because all the fat fucks who are on their New Year's resolution. Fuck, it's January 12th. Fuck, alright. Might as well go park by fucking In-N-Out. I'm not even gonna see if there's parking in the front. But as the weeks go on and January 22nd comes, January 23rd, I start seeing, oh, that person's leaving. Oh, cool. And then I get a little bit closer. January 25th, January 26th. Oh, man, I'm parking a little bit closer. I don't have to park by In-N-Out anymore. Parking a little bit closer. Oh, once January 29th, February 1st, February 2nd, February 3rd, I'm parking right in the front again like I was before all you fat bucks decided to do your New Year's resolution and that shit failed through. Yeah, so it'll be tough the next month or so being at the gym, but once February comes, I'll be parking in the front again because you'll all just say, fuck your New Year's resolution, and you'll say, that cheesecake looks amazing, and fuck it. Because that's how America is, right? That's how we are. Aren't we like the fattest country in the world now? I've been all over the world, and you see people in other countries, and the majority of them are not fat. And look, I'm not fucking down. I'm not ragging on fat people. Look, let's rag on obese people, okay? It's the obese people. Look, fat people I'm cool with. I banged a couple fat chicks in the past. Look, fat girls, fat white girls specifically give some of the best heads. So I'm not bagged. Let's go obese people. People who just don't give a fuck anymore. I can't eat around obese people. I physically get sick. I physically get sick eating around obese people, not fat. Fat and obese is two different things, okay? So my fat friends out there, I'm switching up to obese. Obese is something different. Obese people, I can't eat around them. They literally get my stomach sick. If I'm at a restaurant and I just so happen to look to my right and there is a 300-pound dude next to me fucking up his Chinese buffet dinner on his seventh plate, I physically get sick and I can't eat anymore. I'll go as far to say, fuck it. I've had to not invite family members over my house because they got obese, and one specific holiday where there's a lot of food involved, I couldn't sit next to this person without being physically ill. So I had to have a chat with a few of my family members, and I said, I can't fuck with you guys right now. I really did. And it was a horrible thing. It made me feel bad, but what am I gonna do? No, fat, it's a different story. It's a different story. I don't hate fat people. Oh, fat chicks? Oh, man. Back in the day, fat chicks were some of the... I mean, they were on call. See, back in my day, guys, my single day, we had pagers, right? Pagers. And, oh, man, I could page a fat chick after partying it all night and, you know, striking out with all the hot chicks. I could page a fat chick at 3:38 a.m., and boy, she was at my house at 3:47 a.m. She was still in her pajamas and everything, but she was over there. So I'm not down in fat chicks. Although there are a few of you, and I see you out there. Chicks who are like, you're like 10, 15 pounds away from being a 10. But it's that extra 15 pounds on you that just is throwing everything off and you're getting into this. But oh my God, there are some women out there. And we see them every day. I see them all the time. And there's a difference between thick and fat, ladies, okay? I'm not talking about thick bitches, okay? You fat bitches need to stop calling yourself thick. And you thick bitches need to stop calling yourself fat. Two different things, okay? But there are some women out there who are just 10 pounds, 15 pounds away from being a 10, yo. Lose that 15 pounds and you can get some rich white guy to pay your way through life. Oh my God, Ma, but you're 5'4 and 133 pounds. And that extra 10 ain't going to the right places. It don't always go to the right place. Some girls eat meat and they get fatter asses. If that's your style, keep doing that. Us men aren't complaining about that, okay? But if you eat and eat and it goes to your stomach, if you eat and eat and it goes to your chin, if you eat and eat, and it goes to your cheeks, that's different. See, me, that's me. If I eat and eat and eat, you tell in my face right away. I get a fat fucking face. It goes to my stomach. But some women and some men or whatever, they eat and eat and eat. It goes to other places. I ain't talking about those. Just take heed to that, the few women who listen to my show. Because according to the analytics, it's like 83% of males listen to my show. But the 17% of you that do, take heed to what I'm saying, yo. Especially if times are hard right now. Oh, it's after Christmas and the bills are piled up. Girl, lose that 10 pounds. Get you a little sugar daddy real quick. Get a little sugar daddy like through Valentine's Day. I'm telling you. You will thank me. Actually, I'll say you're welcome. I'll just go on and say you're welcome right now if you decide to take my advice.
I never want you to be my man. I just need your company. Don't want to give the credit on your time of this.
Not a script to proofread. I spit some untruths to dumb fools and groupies. Fun to punctuate, pronunciate the funds I make a monster take. Put in your face, oh my mistake. You not a floozy, then excuse me. Before I talk my style, introduce me. Get your name and phone number like 1, 2, 3. Y'all know the story, y'all know the commentary. I kick the narrative, this is legendary. The good Samaritan, hood thespian. Like a polygamist, with a twist. Will I marry again? Maybe, I guess. I hold a lady interest I just met. The love scholar, she the teacher's pet. Every other eve we meet and make each other sweat. I feel triumphant, no strings, just a fling to have fun with. I'll be out in London, Camden, hunting for the answers. Why did God take away the homie? I can't stand it, I'm a firm believer that we all meet up in eternity. Just hope the big man show me some courtesy. Why? Cause I'm deemed a heartbreaker like smoke. Girls ling around a player. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I never wanted you to be my man.
recession is a test. It's affecting my complexion, misdirecting my affection. My concerns are bill collections, the faxes, the taxes, they after me. Chapter 3, my property, my handlers, they dealt with me improperly. I say some things I should probably keep privately. Evaluate the World Bank Trust like I'm IEG. This fly sweet to my bourgeoisie, tall freak. She wouldn't protest with me at Wall Street. She says, no, you're so deep. I said, no, let's go through it. Historically so ruthless, feds came for Joe Lewis. She said, my man, you need to laugh sometime. Classifies me as a boy, I told her I have some wine. You colder than penguin poop, get her dismayed. She's thinking that's just so silly to say. But if you really think about it, hussy, see a penguin, he drags his on the ground all day. And it's a dragon, it's a buster, you're in tune with just lust. I'm through with you after I crush, so is that humorous enough? The smoke I puff, tell the car to go to Aura Funky Buddha Whiskey Mist on Mayfair. I hope I meet Simone Love so she can show me love. NYC to UK, I might stay there. Everybody in the club tonight, say yeah. You know how me and Amy are straight players.
Pose, if I may address you for a second. Not women. Women, just sit back and enjoy. This isn't the women. This is the hoes. Hoes! Can you please get 2 Instagram accounts? Can you get an Instagram account for your hoeness? And an Instagram account for your kids and your personal life and all of that? Because that's all I do. I follow a bunch of hoes on Facebook, Instagram. Legit hoes, whores. And I only follow them because I came across a vlogger who got me into that life. And I literally just started following all these hoes on Instagram. And I follow a bunch of pimps. And I follow a bunch of whores and a fucking drug runners. Like I said, if you're not following me on Instagram, my shit's boring. My Instagram is boring. But follow the people I follow. They're fucking interesting. And oh, Dusty, you're snitching. Nah, I'm not fucking snitching. These fucking idiots are doing it on Instagram. So go fucking follow them and enjoy the story. I'm sure the cops are watching too. So stop. I'm snitching. But just because I fucking do a podcast, I can't talk about, oh, what really goes on Instagram? You think you're the only fucking ones? Oh my God. Side rant. Here we fucking go to show you how stupid this generation is. I was reading something. I read all the crime in my neighborhood. Oh, I'm that guy. I will fucking call the police quick. I'm part of all the crime sites, all the Facebook crime sites in my city. Okay. Why the fuck did a group of kids decide to break into a building, vandalize it, and put it on Snapchat? Yeah, this happened not even 3 miles from me. Yeah. Some fucking idiots. Dumb kids. I haven't seen the video, but I'm sure if you look it up right now, look up the news story, just fucking type in whatever I'm saying, make it a headline. I'm sure you will see these dumb idiots broke into a building, vandalized it, and they were going live on Snapchat until one of their followers, who I want to give a kudos to, until one of their followers called the fucking police. What's up, Tori? Good to see you, man. It's been a minute. Merry Christmas, bud. Until one of their followers decided to call the police. Yeah. What is wrong with this generation? Are they getting more retarded? Because I really feel like that. I'm scared of where this next generation is going. They are getting, they're dum-dums. They are fucking dum-dums. Who would think to do this other than a retard or somebody? All you old school people out there listening to me right now, would you even have even thought of that? That's like, let's rewind 25, 30 years when we were kids, right? And we had the camcorder. The camcorder was big, right? Remember back in our days, kids, you have no fucking idea. We had little tapes like this, and we had a fucking big ass camcorder, probably this big, and we would have to push eject and open the thing and put a fucking tape in there, close it, put it on the right spot, and then we would hold this big ass thing to our head. See, kids don't know what the fuck I'm talking about right now. And we would have to hold this thing to our head, and then we would have to record shit. It was so hard. See, you kids are lucky. You have these phones now. It's easy to secretly record you having sex with a girl. When I was a kid, you had to hide a big-ass camcorder that sometime made noise. And sometime in the middle of the fucking, the videotape would start rewinding. So as you're fucking this girl, she sees a pile of towels over in the corner. And all she starts hearing is, that's the fucking tape rewinding in the camcorder. And then that's when you get caught. You're like, oh shit, I started at the end. See, you kids don't know our plight, what we had to do back in the day to record a bitch while we were having sex with her. And I'm not condoning this, I'm just saying it's been fucking going on. We would have to do that. We'd have to set up a pile of towels. Guys, I have tapes somewhere from fucking 20-ish years ago. Sex tapes, I have no idea where they are. I'm probably on YouPorn or X-Hamster or X-Tube or something right now, and I just don't know it. Because I had a bunch of little tapes with random chicks, and I wonder if my best friend's listening right now, because he was on some of those tapes back in the 90s when we used to tag team girls and gangbang chicks. And we have one specifically where we were banging a chick. We used to both work at a very popular pizza joint. Okay, I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't want any connections or anything. But it's a very popular pizza joint. You've heard of it. All I'm going to say is pizza, pizza. There's a very popular pizza joint that him and I worked at for a couple years, like fresh out of high school. Our high school year, senior year, and fresh out of high school. And we banged so many chicks in the back of this random pizza joint. Oh, good times, man. Yeah, if you ever bought a pizza from me in Downey, oh, you know what spot I'm talking about. And you might have had a little bit of vagina hair in your pizza. I do apologize for that. Different time, but yes, these kids now are fucking retarded. And back in the day, we would have never thought to take our Polaroid camera with us on a crime spree. Oh man, I'm gonna go rob this joint. I'm gonna go vandalize this. But wait, let me get my camcorder. No, we never did that. We didn't do that. What is it? What the hell is happening with these kids? Because we did not do that. Patrick says, hopefully while you were on the clock, nothing better. No, we never did it while we were on the clock. We never gangbang chicks in the back of pizza. when we were on the clock, it was always off the clock. We closed for the night, and shit, there was a party going down. We break out the weed, shit. If the bitches want some ecstasy, we got the ecstasy for them. I mean, it was a mini party in the back of Pizza Pizza. Good times, man. But how the fuck? Back to the hoes. Hoes, would you please get two Instagram accounts? And separate the hoe page from the child page. Get two, because it's starting to confuse my dick when I'm scrolling through your Instagram, stalking your shit, and I'm looking through your Instagram, and it's a hoe picture of you on the fucking sink. Hoe picture of you showing your tits. Hoe picture. And then sprinkled in there, it'd be a baby picture. And then sprinkled in there, it'd be a Bible verse. It'd be like, hoe picture, baby, hoe picture, Bible verse, hoe picture, baby pic, hoe picture, oh, my nephew's graduation, hoe picture, Bible verse. I'm like, bitch, would you please get two Instagram accounts?
Wish I could see all the Selassie, maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
I said we send a chance against the military
tonight. Babylon, Babylon. At my window all I see is Babylon. On the news all I see is Babylon. And all niggas do is just Babylon. Money and hoes, more money and hoes. If I sold dope, I'd have plenty of flows. I'd spend the projects like J-Rock. I would've more than likely slang rock. All my life I done been around Crips and Bloods, Pimps and Thugs, just to name a few. I do drugs, mama say it's in my blood, but she don't know what the fuck I've been through. To creep through the back door, the typical black boy in the good old USA. Before I push rhymes like Wade, I used to wanna play for the NBA. Fuck I'm doing talking about Pineal Glen. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man. That's why I had to write this, man. For my niggas on the corner selling water to somebody daughter, fluctuating prices, man. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't tryna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't tryna be nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel.
Wish I could see all the Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Them AK clips, they extra peel. Smoking on some of that extra kill. Purple, Urkel, that Jaleel. I put that on everything. If we could link up every gang, and niggas is willing to bear the pain, we put the White House lights out today.
Okay, KKK.
We mobbing like we the black KKK. Don't forget my AKA Mayday. P on your PhD or your AA. Ay, ay, ay. Dear Barack, I know you're just a puppet, but I'm giving you props. You're lying to the public like it ain't nothing, and I just love it, I hope it don't stop. I don't give a damn, nigga, bang that block. I don't give a fuck, nigga, bang that Glock. I seen an image of Hitler in the picture when the Twin Towers dropped. Peek the concept, you got progress, you got Congress. We protest in hopes they confess, just proceed on your conquest. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't finna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody chattel.
Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel.
Wish I could see all the Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Extra bells, extra bells. Nose kinda rang like sofa ring. Mom, baby, need some infamy. So bass get stuff like Oprah Green. Pull around, come back, oh, for real. Top blue off, low fuzz and teeth. Get lined up like homeless me. Feeling if in the hobby and homeless feel.
Okay, okay, okay.
Don't try to stop and get in my way. You'll get stumped like a Broadway play. AK Melee, make it obey, okay. Feel my pain, going insane, I'm ashamed. Cause I ain't got shit but an EBT card from a fiend that owe me Yannis and her daughter name. How the fuck is they supposed to eat? How the fuck am I supposed to eat? Got a nigga in the streets, no healthcare, trying to slang weed till I put shoes on their feet. So fuck you, you don't give a fuck about me. Can't get a job if they drug test me. Got a nigga stretched up, pressed, got a feeling in his chest and a world stripped of happiness. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't trying to fight nobody best. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody shot.
Nobody shot, nobody shot.
BS 2017 just flew by. 2017 literally was a blink of an eye. If I could, I guess label 2017, I would say 2017 was the year of the pussy. The year of the pussy, definitely. The politically correct crybaby liberal trans whatever. Call me whatever gender, don't call me this, pussy, is what I would label 2017 as. Most definitely. A lot of things happened in 2017, and please, hashtag Uncle Tom Show, if you have not checked out any of my past shows, just hashtag Uncle Tom Show on Google. That's what I tell people now, and you'll find me. I'm on podcasts, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Facebook, just hashtag Uncle Tom Show. Check out some of my old videos, some of my old podcasts from 2017, and you will see that literally every week something, it was something different, and was something more silly. I mean, last week I talked about them banning the mistletoe in offices around the building. Moms wanting to to ban Sleeping Beauty because it gives a bad image to little boys about showing consent to kids. It just really got silly this year. Joe Rhino says, you are triggering me. I need my safe space. I know, 2018 was the year of the safe space. I never knew what a safe space was until fucking January of 2017, which was just about a year ago. I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, what's a safe space? I said, what the fuck? And it was like, huh? And then I was like, oh boy, here we go. Yeah, it started about a year ago. This was, I think, technically a year ago when Caitlyn Jenner, was Woman of the Year in 2016. So about this time last year. And I was like, ooh, uh-oh, here we go, gang. Strap on your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride. What does that guy at Disneyland say?
Hey, wait, hey, folks. Hey, you better hang on to your hatch, because this is the wildest ride west side of the Mississippi. It's the Thunder Mountain Ride. And then hold on.
You guys know what I'm talking about. You guys all been to Disneyland, right? Don't make me fucking feel like I'm the only one here. But I said to myself, you better hold on. 2017 is going to be a weird year. Colin Kaepernick had already kneeled. I said, uh-oh. Here we go. And yes, 2017 brought us every bit of wackiness that we could expect. I'm hoping that we go in a different direction in 2018. So I picked a list of a few things that I hope we leave in 2017 that I think would make 2018 and beyond a much better place. A much better environment to live in, if you will. I already said the first one. Political correctness. We need to stop being such pussies. Everything is not bullying. And this bullying thing started kind of 10 years ago. It started creeping its way. I have an 18-year-old, so I've experienced, you know, what it was like being a father in the past 18 years, and I saw the little bits of changes that were being made. They weren't calling it Thanksgiving. They were calling it Harvest Festival. Like, weird little shit like that. I noticed that. I experienced that with my son. But this political correctness thing is really, really turning us into a nation of pussies, and it's not a good look to the rest of the world. We were the big bad United States, motherfucker. Don't fuck with us. The rest of the world knew not to fuck with us. Now we have people testing us all the time. We got little bitch-ass North Korea testing us because we're acting like little pussies. They read the fucking articles. Oh, they are trying to ban Sleeping Beauty. What a bunch of pussies. Let's send a missile launcher that way. That was supposed to be a North Korean accent, but I've never been much of a impressionist. But yes, that's what the rest of the country sees, and that's why these fuckers are testing us, man. We're not the big badass America that we were in 1970 when we could take a fucking joke. When we didn't have 100 goddamned genders. And we didn't have a bunch of crybabies running around saying that everything is racist and everything is sexist and everything is this and shut the fuck up. Robert says the world is laughing at us thanks to the manginas. Exactamundo, my good man. So yes, let's leave political correctness in 2017 and move forward. Stop being little bitches. I brought him up earlier, and I'm not going to give him a minute. Watch this. One more minute of 2017, and this is all he's getting. We need to leave Colin Kaepernick in 2017 and stop bringing this fucking guy up, as I'm seeing him being compared to Rosa Parks, and it makes me want to throw up. It makes me want to puke my food up that I just ate earlier today. My clam chowder and grilled cheese sandwich that I ate about 2 hours ago. It makes me want to fucking just stick my pointer finger, index finger, right down my throat and just throw it all up when I hear Colin Kaepernick get compared to Rosa Parks. Makes me sick to my stomach. That man is no Rosa Parks. And we need to stop giving this retard any more light. And that's another thing. Come January, I am not talking about him ever again. He's not getting any more pub from me. Fuck him. I hope he gets Afro cancer. Let's leave stupid people having babies in 2017. Slow it down. Put a fucking condom out on or pull out and jack off on her back. But let's leave stupid people having babies in 2017. Something tells me that ain't gonna happen, but a man can hope. A man can wish, can't he, gang? A man can wish that we leave stupid people having babies in 2017, because we need to stop this. We really, really need to stop this. I mean, I'm walking around and there are nothing but stupid people out here. Like Malik, who I talked about earlier. Just stop it. Put on a fucking condom. And women, I've said this before, boycott niggas. If a man has more than two baby mamas, boycott him. Do not let him enter your vagina, because you will be number four. Okay? And stop blaming Trump for everything. Let's leave that in 2017. How about that? Because Trump has not affected my life one bit. Let's stop blaming Trump for everything. That's getting so old. It's old. If you're still blaming Trump for shit in 2018, you're a loser. Period. Point blank. Nothing else to say to you. I'm never going to mention Black Lives Matter again. This is the last time you will hear me mentioning Black Lives Matter. They're pretty irrelevant now, and I feel like I had something to do with that. So that makes me happy. I've been hearing their name less and less. I think most people have realized that they're a joke. The information has got out, and Black Lives Matter is a joke. So, yeah, let's leave them in 2017. How about that? I guess that's about it. I am very curious, actually, before I leave. Chicago's murder rate for the year. Chicago homicides 2017. Because see, Chicago's been a hot button this whole year on my show. And it's really sad what's going on in Chicago. In a very small, just very small part of Chicago. But let's see how many shootings. Oh, that's nice. Over the Christmas weekend, they only had 2 dead and 11 wounded in Chicago. That's a step up, apparently. Apparently, Christmas in Chicago is less violent than in recent years. And then one story down, 2 dead, 11 wounded in Chicago shootings. Well, I guess they consider that a decent Christmas. Only 2 dead and 11 wounded in Chicago. Oh. No, is that true? I'm just reading something. It says Chicago holds 1/3 of U.S. homicides? I'm going to have to look into that more. I'm going to look into that more. But yeah, fuck Black Lives Matter because they never address shit like that. So I'm glad that they're starting to die off. But yeah, I can't seem to find how many deaths so far in Chicago in 2017. But please, someone, post that on my wall. Anyone listening right now, just post that on my wall. Let me know how many official deaths in 2017. What was the death toll in Chirac this year? While all you niggas were worried about cops killing niggas. How many niggas died in Chirac? How many niggas died in Detroit? How many niggas died in St. Louis? How many niggas died in Birmingham, Alabama? I can go on and on and on. But nah, you guys don't care. Hopefully you care in 2018. I'm gonna get the fuck out of here. I love you guys so much. Have a safe night. And remember, work hard. Because millions of people on welfare depend on you. I'm scared of living, I'm scared of dying, I'm scared of falling, I'm scared of flying, I'm scared of failure, I'm scared of trying, I'm scared. I'm scared of losing my kids, suppressing all of my emotions, scared I might flip and lose my wig, nigga, I'm scared. I'm scared this drink, I might take control, becoming so codependent, losing my soul, just thought I should let you know that I'm scared. I'm scared of turning out like my daddy, no harm and no hard feelings, he made mistakes, but still glad the nigga had me, I'm scared. I'm scared my grandma go pass away, any day could be her last, I tell her stay. What the doctor say, I'm scared. I'm scared that God don't exist. I'm scared of that dark place. I used to resign when I ain't had shit. Nigga, I'm scared. To me and my mom would never get close. Success could be so scary, especially when failure's all that I know. I'm scared. Do my wife could end up leaving me? Cause I can shut down so easily. Now I can see why you don't believe in me. Cause I'm scared.
I've been living like a stranger in your own head. Running out of gas now. Go ahead and take me. Look at it.
I'm scared of getting my heart broken. I'm sorry, that's wrong. Fuck with you. I'm scared of love. I'm scared of pain. I'm scared of music. I'm scared of fame. I'm scared of fucking my kids up psychologically. Now who's to blame? I'm scared I might die alone. Some days I might cry alone. I walk alone these empty roads. Scared I might not make it back home. I'm scared I might lose another friend. I'm scared of struggling, suffering. I'm scared of my insecurities, but they always there like I'm stuck with them. I'm scared to die over nothing. I'm scared to stand up for something. I'm scared of what you might think of me if I come for using these substances. At night, I'm scared to go to sleep, cause I don't wanna have another nightmare. I'm scared if everything fell apart and I was hoping you wouldn't be right there. And I'm scared. Lord, help me overcome fears. It's sunshine after tears. I've been afraid for so many years, and I apologize for anything I've done to bring hurt to family and peers. But I'm a fucking man, and I'll be goddamn if I'm drowning all of these fears. Nigga, who's scared?
I've been living like a stranger in my own head. Running out of gas now. Go ahead and take me. Look at this once again.
This fight or flight, like open mics, where safety's off and I'm next to fire. Living scared, living dead, fuck being pathetic, I remain kinetic. Steady move forward while trending up, but greater heights mean harder falls. Ain't gotta run down no waterfalls, trying to master fear when you hear the call. Move or stand above, two step it up, we can break the bank with these bouncing heads. If you say you can't, you already lost, to depressing thoughts, it'll drive a wedge. Between you and success, don't see you blessed. How can you count what you can't perceive? Fear and loathing's just evil clothing. Our core is good, but we don't believe. We deserve the best, not serve the best by giving up what we can't retrieve. This life we live is a precious fight. Don't take the punches, gotta bob and weave. Pipes can bust, but the mind will snap. If I run into their traps, kill, rob, and leave.
I've been living like a stranger in my own head. Running out of gas now, go ahead and take me. Look at this monster, yeah, this is what you made me.